Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Dave and Darren's top five things. It's our Boxing Day spooktacular. Hope you and yours had a Merry Christmas. And here's to the Roaring Twenties, huh?
I've been making my way around and tipping service people throughout the day.
Yeah? Is that something you do?
Well, it's what I used to do in England.
You're supposed to go to service people and tip them? That's the day where, like, the help gets
Yes, Boxing Day.
Right, right. Did you ever get any answers to your Hy-Vee query? Because I went out shopping on Christmas Eve for a couple of last-minute things just to make it through the day where you couldn't go to the grocery store. Boy, they were all interested in kicking us out of there at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Well, I know I didn't because I didn't have any reason to be at Hy-Vee yesterday. Mm. Now, today I was there and I saw somebody picking something up from the deli.
Is that where they have the diseased bear jamboree?
Well, we'll see. It was pulled pork is what this gentleman was getting.
That sounds great.
I don't know what the deal is, unless it was just the deli that was open.
Although,
if you've got that door open, you're going to have vagrants like us making their way in there saying, I've got to get some whipped cream.
What's good today?
What's fresh?
What's fresh? I got a real axe to grind with the folks at the Hy-Vee.
Okay. Here's the place to do it.
The chicken pot pie has been a staple for many years in this house.
You mean the family
one? The frozen chicken pot pie, $9.99 that you can get there from Hy-Vee.
Gotcha.
They messed with the recipe.
Did they?
And we got a chicken pot pie.
No good, huh?
It was like vegetable. It was like they put
no chunks of chicken.
It was like five times the vegetables, very little chicken. But then the chicken that was in there was like just one massive piece of chicken.
Rhonda got a salmon pot pie.
Okay.
Same size.
Yeah.
Which typically is the sort of thing I would go in for, but I just wasn't in the mood.
I didn't know it was an option.
I didn't either.
Mm.
I mean, back in the day, there used to be the tuna pot pie. So you're close.
Yeah.
Salmon pot pie. She didn't care for it.
Okay.
And I never got around to eating it.
Yeah.
The raccoons at Credit Island are the ones that are enjoying that.
Enjoy. I mean,
here you go.
Yeah, enjoy your Christmas feast.
Please don't feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's salmon pot pie. You're getting it.
Did you see the picture of the... it's a possum in Australia, and it broke into a pastry shop.
Mm.
Oh, I got to find this for you. I was just showing this to somebody where this possum in the middle of the night crawls into a bakery. And they found it the next morning. And this thing
unconscious?
Is... unconscious? He's just laying on top of a bunch of Danishes.
Someone kill me?
He's just got... Look at this. It's like... kill me!
Oh, no!
I don't want to live anymore. This thing was just up all night, stuffing its face with
just
pastries.
Pinned in the corner with jellies all over it.
Yeah, greedy possum overwhelmed by pastries. That's fantastic. This is going viral again. Although I guess this is a story that happened years ago. I don't know why it's going viral again.
Tis the season.
If you're planning on hitting a sauce this holiday season.
Which I am.
Yes. New study suggests you want to stop being a vegan and you want to eat steak. New study finds that vegans and vegetarians have worse hangovers.
Hmm.
Eating meat helps you recover from a night of drinking. They say that's because the animal products contain vitamin B3 and zinc, which helps digest alcohol and reduce nausea.
Well,
I've heard
for
years the best thing in the world for a hangover is bacon. Bacon's supposed to be like the number one thing to throw at a hangover.
You know who says that?
The Pork Council?
Yeah, the bacon people.
They analyze
Bacon says that.
He needs the money. The researchers analyzed the after effects of drinking on 13 social drinkers, hangovers.
Liars, you mean?
I drink socially.
Oh, do you? I tend to drink antisocially. Leave me alone.
Hangover symptoms include headaches, nausea, heart palpitations, vomiting, dizzying, sweating, sensitivity to light and sound, and unquenchable thirst.
Good Lord, what are you drinking? Gasoline?
Just the stuff Mama puts on mosquito bites. It tastes good.
Uh-huh.
It makes me feel smiley.
What, your Keystone Light doesn't do that to you.
Study found that those with less vitamin B3 and zinc in their diet suffered more severe hangovers. Zinc's what you find in your meats and your nuts and your shellfish. Vitamin B3 is in animal products like meat, poultry, and fish. You can also get it in avocados and peanuts, but they're saying if you want to avoid hangovers and you're going to drink, eat some meat.
See, I always thought it was just a big glass of ice water, but eat a cow, too.
Yeah. Yeah, for the holidays.
Come here, cow.
That's the lesson
here. I'm gonna take a bite out of you.
This holiday season, why not take a bite out of cow? How'd your Christmas go?
It was fine.
Yeah. Without incident. Nobody threw a Christmas tree down the stairs this year, so in my family, that's a victory.
Didn't really get what I asked for.
Which was?
Which is kind of a consistent ask.
Every year you want...
Because I kind of go through them.
You want socks every year.
I want socks and... I was going to say toilet paper.
And toilet paper.
Because I do go through a lot of toilet paper.
You're the only person I know
who... Socks and underwear.
You're the only friend I've ever had in my entire life who... What he wants for Christmas is the same stuff the super elderly folks at the Angel Tree want. Like, when I look at the Angel Tree...
I don't ask for the Kleenex and lotions. Need a poinsettia. But yes, you're right. I could just basically be part of the Angel Tree.
Every time I look, I see... Okay, because it's just initials when you do the Angel Tree. I'm like, DP? I know who this is.
Some new damn diapers would be okay.
Wouldn't say no to them.
Socks and underwear.
Yeah, every year that's what you want.
Didn't get any underwear.
Hmm.
And the socks I got were all novelty socks.
Oh, yeah, which are funny, but which not is really not everyday.
Functional. And see how thin they are?
Yeah.
I'll go through these things in no time.
That's the thing with the funny.
I'll go through these socks like Billie Jean King went through sneakers.
Yeah. You're going to.
So I'm done asking.
Yeah.
I'm done asking from now on. Because quite frankly, as a grown man or semi-grown man.
You're going to be 55 in a handful of
days. I should probably go get my own underwear and socks.
That's a big boy decision.
It really is. Yeah. I'm done. I'm goddamn done asking for socks and underwear.
Yeah, I'm in a situation now where I need to probably get some new underwear.
It's been first of the year, first of the month.
I know, but I think I stocked up on some a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So it's time to retire some and bring some new fellas into the rotation. But I feel like it's been so long at this point.
I went to the dentist, it was maybe not even a month ago.
Yeah.
And of course, they always give you the new toothbrush and everything.
Right.
Saving it,
yeah,
for the first of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know exactly when this toothbrush started.
That's smart. That's a little life hack there, Darren.
I know.
Good stuff. You want to get into the top five things?
I don't know why we wouldn't. Could I start the new toothbrush now? Sure, but just for my bookkeeping.
I took the boy in for an emergency meeting at the dentist a couple of days ago.
Yes, how did that go?
Everything's fine.
Good.
But this is the thing. He's been complaining of pain in his jaw.
Yeah.
Well, it's because some
teeth are coming.
His molars are coming.
Yeah.
But he's been complaining about it enough, and I thought, I'll just take him. Take an x-ray, and then...
We'll see where we're at.
We'll know for sure what's going on, right?
Yeah.
And then we went, and they said, well, as long as you're here, we'll give you a teeth cleaning, too. Yeah. And they took the x-rays, and it turns out... Our suspicions were confirmed.
Yes.
It's just that
his
grown-up molars are coming in, and that causes a little discomfort. So the kid's fine.
Little Ambisol and...
Right. So then we get home, and I go, so where's your toothbrush? Because they gave him a teeth cleaning as well. He goes, I told him I didn't need it. I go, you listen to me. I don't know
when someone offers you a free toothbrush, Rockefeller.
I go, listen here, Richie Rich.
Uh-huh.
When they offer you the toothbrush,
you take it.
We're paying for that toothbrush, yeah,
exactly.
By the way.
It's not a free toothbrush.
It's not a free toothbrush, all right? When they offer you a toothbrush, you say yes and thank you and
you ask,
please.
And
yes.
As a matter of fact, next time you're there, you're asking for two.
I want you to, because that was
and double the And double the floss well.
I put the sticker on the 2020 calendar for when his next appointment is there in June, and I'm like,
yeah,
my God.
But when June rolls around.
You're asking for two toothbrushes. I'm going to call and have them put a note in your file that you didn't get a toothbrush last
time. You'll
be
out of school. You won't have any of that on your mind.
Exactly. You focus on one thing only.
And getting that extra toothbrush.
Keeping your cavity-free streak up and running. And also, get that toothbrush.
Only one cavity. Then again, only one tooth. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home, and they're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring, starting as low as $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds, so there you have that. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. They are open Tuesdays through Friday starting at 10 o'clock, and then they are open on Saturday at 10 as well. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. And when you're there, of course, we would appreciate this. If you mention Nacho Radio with a purchase and mentioning Nacho Radio, you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and how about their cold turkey? Slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, comrade, coleslaw, and mayo. Whatever your favorite sandwich is, make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week, and when you're there, we would appreciate you mentioning Nacho Radio, and when you do, you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of small ones. So why wouldn't you do that?
If I am able to somehow score 157 points at Cover 5 this week, I'll be at half a point to the good for the season.
Wow.
Just a dismal year on the Cover 5 this year. And keep in mind, I am a one-time champion. I have won at this.
Of course, that was during a fever dream.
That's true. That was when
your vision quest was taking
Vladimir
place.
Vladimir Putin had put some poison in with the buffaloes. Yeah, I remember that.
So, number one.
What is your total right now?
I'm at negative 156 and a half, friend.
Wow, that is something. I'm only negative 32. Is it possible that I scratch up to zero?
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be probably
the greatest thing since the Miracle on Ice. Now let me ask
really?
You this.
Really? You feel that being strongly
that
about it, yes.
Being that we're doing the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Sports Desk right now.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Do you have the White Sox t-shirt on because of your most recent acquisition?
I have the White Sox t-shirt on, and again, I've explained this to you in the past, because half of my wardrobe is White Sox stuff, but I couldn't be happier. Thank you for asking. I couldn't
now,
be
who did
happier.
You get?
Edwin Encarnacion. Guy that runs around with an imaginary pirate or a little parrot on his shoulder.
When he hits a home run?
When he hits a home run, he runs around with a little parrot that only he can see on
Where his is he coming from? I mean, I've heard that name.
Edwin Encarnacion?
It seems like there's been like 12 of them with that last name.
Yeah, he was for years with the Indians, and then he was with the Mariners.
Uh-huh.
Was leading the American League in home runs last year, and the Mariners traded him away to the Yankees.
Oh.
So now he's a White Sox.
Okay.
White Sox.
How old is this gentleman?
Oh, White Sox. 36.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, he had 21 home runs in, like, by April last year or so, or May last year.
But not in a Cavernous Park, like, guaranteed loan rate field.
Yeah, it's a real cavernous park.
My goodness. They just.
I was listening to the White Sox podcast with Chuck Garfine. Steve Stone called in. They're both very thrilled about what was going on with the offseason. And Steve Stone said...
Stoney out in Arizona, no doubt.
That's right. And Steve Stone, who was a pitcher, keep in mind, for the 77 Hitmen, all right? And, you know, as White Sox fans, we remember the 77 Hitmen, like, oh, that was such a great team, because they scored a lot of runs. They finished in third place that year.
Tiny little pitcher, too.
They scored,
not very big.
Steve Stone?
Yeah.
He won a Cy Young.
He did.
Not for the Sox, but still.
No, he didn't.
No.
Not close.
He was an average pitcher for the Sox. But Steve Stone, who knows a lot about baseball, says that he feels like this is going to be the greatest offense in the history of the franchise.
Oh, in the franchise. Okay.
In the history of the White Sox.
I thought he was going to say baseball.
Well, we'll see about baseball. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Check out that. Oh, he's gone. I had a woodpecker out there, a redheaded woodpecker
nice.
Banging
good
on my tree.
Is that good luck?
I hope so.
It's better luck than having an alligator out there.
Good point, especially this time of year.
Uh-oh, the alligators are back. For some reason, we're the only house they're interested in.
Number one.
Number one.
And there's more than a couple vultures out there.
You mentioned the Russian dressing. There's this story out of Russia where a woman is in critical condition.
I bet.
After she tumbled, just by virtue of the fact that she lives in Russia.
I bet.
Ambulance forgot that they had a passenger in the back and drove off, and this woman tumbled out of the back of the ambulance. And they didn't realize that she had fallen out of the ambulance.
So it's a Naked Gun movie.
It is, exactly.
It's OJ with the Naked Gun.
The paramedics didn't notice that she had rolled out of the ambulance until they were 16 miles down the road. Galina Dmitrievaya was being shuttled between hospitals. She was feeling dizzy and breathless.
Yeah.
And the doctors at one hospital said, we really need to get her to another hospital where they can take better care of her. On the way there, the paramedics sat up front with the driver, leaving Galina alone in the back. She tried to stand up to let the paramedics know that she was about to puke. And when she did that, she fell backwards, somehow unlocked the door, and fell out of the back of the ambulance.
Oh, boy.
The ambulance crew was distracted and continued to
drive on. That'll be refreshing, though.
For another 16 miles before they realized what happened.
Well, the thing is, they went 16 miles.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up 32 miles away. Because she had picked up some momentum as well.
These paramedics are now looking at jail time. And the woman is...
Russian jail time.
Right. The woman is still recovering from her injuries, yeah?
Yeah, I'm guessing every Russian jail time is a lifetime sentence.
It's
not good.
No, there's not a lot
of... A very short lifetime sentence, but not good.
Check him out on my bird feeder, the red-headed woodpecker. See him there on the bird feeder? There.
Looks like an instigator.
Yeah, look at him. He's
some sort of instigator?
Causing trouble.
Two.
You're listening to Bird Watching with Dave and Darren, a podcast where two grown men sit and look at birds.
Just a couple white guys sitting around looking at blackbirds.
In the dead of night.
Uh-huh.
We're only a handful of days away from being able to go to Milan and legally buy recreational marijuana. Like, I got to tell you, you probably have alarms set on your clock.
Oh, I'm aware of it. 6 a.m.
I read that this morning that they're going to open up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You really got to be... That seems awful early to
what
go out and buy weed.
What day does that fall on?
New Year's is on a Wednesday.
So, Green Thursday. Do your Green Thursday shopping.
I guess. New Year's Eve is Tuesday. New Year's Day is Wednesday.
Right. New Year's Day is when you can go get it.
Yeah. So, go get your...
I don't think it's not like when the clock strikes midnight. They're opening at 6 a.m.
Although that's going to be the story, is people counting down to midnight and then smoking weed.
Sure hope they don't run out.
They're going to.
They probably will.
And you know the way the law is written in Illinois.
So that's why some of us have prepped.
You need to have enough medicinal stuff on hand.
Sure, you got
to
take care of that first.
Right, you can't say to somebody who depends on the stuff for medical reasons, hey, we ran out because somebody wanted to enjoy, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. Someone's going to give the final cut another try.
Is that the one with when the Tigers broke free?
Yes.
I've never really gotten into that one. Is it worth checking
Maybe
out?
Maybe this is your chance.
You think I should be in an altered state when I try it out, though? Or should I try it out?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Story here from the Seattle area.
Now, have they changed the thing? I thought I saw something where not only with that in Illinois, some of the hiring practices will change as well.
Yes. Yeah.
That you really won't be testing for marijuana anymore. Now, granted, if you're a commercial airline pilot.
Yeah, no, if you have a CDL, you can't do it.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, it's... Did I read that wrong? That, if you're basically going to be bagging groceries,
well,
you don't necessarily have to get a drug test?
It's a little confusing because the way the one law is written is that you have a privacy to the things you do in your own time that don't affect your work.
I'm a private dancer. I'm a dancer for money.
Deutschmarks or dollars. American Express will do nicely, thank you.
Do you want to see me do the shimmy again?
I forget what we were talking about. That's the beauty of that song. Saturday night, 11:40, an unknown suspect entered a marijuana store on East Republican Street in Seattle.
Okay.
Pointed his gun at the employees.
Let's not have any of
that. And demanded money. while helping himself to products behind the counter.
Money for nothing.
Right. So this is in Washington, where recreational marijuana is already
has been
a legal thing. He goes in with a gun. He says, give me your money. And he's back behind the counter, and he starts helping himself to some of the weed.
Sure.
He then leaves the store, completely forgot to take the cash with him.
Boy, that sounds like me when I go pay for gas and then I don't pump it.
He remembered the marijuana, but he forgot the cash.
Yeah, but you still pulled the gun. That's the big problem.
I got what I wanted. They're trying to determine whether it was nerves or if
you know
he was
what
high.
You know what? I thought I needed money. What I really needed to do was just take the edge off.
He leaves. The employees rush to lock the front door. He returns and tries to get back in.
Hey, wait a minute.
When he couldn't get back in, he fired several times at the door, then fled when he wasn't able to get it open. One of the employees sustained a minor injury as a result of the gunfire. They're on the lookout for this guy. But he was kidding.
He steals
the marijuana, but then forgets to take the cash. Which, I mean, you know, why not both?
Not cool.
Yeah.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Maybe if you're out doing some running around, stop by for an eggnog latte. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, the podcast originating from the Campriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Remember, anytime's a good time to get Campriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Campriotti's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Taste the Campriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Campriotti's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Again, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And I guess this weekend we'll find out who the winner is of not only the bragging rights for the Cover 5, but your Campriotti's gift card as well.
Really?
Yeah.
We were playing for Campriotti's?
We were the whole time. We always play for Campriotti's.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, you're going to have a nice, big, fat gift card that is going to allow you to eat a lot of lunch at Campriotti's.
Campriotti's, once again, will be where we go to, the go-to move when we have one of the family Christmases here in the middle of January.
So, that's a little ways down the road.
Yeah, but I'm telling you this because it's almost to the point where I go, why do we have to host it every year? And it's because of Capriotti's. Because Capriotti's isn't available where my wife's other family
lives. Couldn't you just meet at Capriotti's?
Well, I think...
And just have your Christmas at Capriotti's?
I don't mind having it here.
Huh?
I don't mind having it here, but I'm telling you...
I'm just saying.
The Capriotti's is like the first thing that's brought up when it's like, okay, so are we doing it in the Quad Cities again? Well, yeah, they still have Capriotti's, right? Like, that's the major...
So if for some reason it was to go away, it's like, we're done with you.
Yeah.
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 You got your Christmases for the most part out of the way, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's another thing in mid-January, but that doesn't even feel like Christmas. That's just kind of, you know,
that's
a family hang.
Yeah. We call that Winterfest.
Louisiana church used a crop duster to spread dozens of gallons of holy water on top of a city. Lafayette, Louisiana, the Diocese of Lafayette, posting a picture here on Facebook.
Real holy water?
Yep.
Blessed by bad company? Brian Howe's bad company?
It's not a bad record if you give it a chance. It's just it has the baggage of being a bad company record without, not Russell Simmons. What the hell's the guy's name?
Russell
Paul Rogers.
Russell Simmons.
I just knew his... Two names. I couldn't think of them.
I tell you what, I had some. Did you have any sweets over the break?
Oh, plenty.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I had Rich Little.
Mm.
Rich Little would have thought that the yesterday's fudge was a little rich.
Santa put a bunch of Rolos in the stockings with care.
Ooh!
Which is a good idea, except when the fire is roaring,
yes.
And then you just got a bunch of mushy, melted Rolos. But I'll tell you what, that that tinfoil, that's rough.
You get any scratch cards?
No.
$8.
Did you?
$8.
You won $8 on the scratch
cards? $6 from Iowa, $2 from Illinois.
Look at you.
I know it.
Yeah, the members of St. Anne Church,
spent it.
They launched this crop duster with 100 gallons of holy water loaded into the plane as the pilots sprayed the water onto the town and the nearby farms.
A misting or a dumping?
Well, I mean, it's more of a
one
mist.
Family got it.
That would be the worst.
They're the ones who needed it.
There goes the roof. They say that they did this. They put the water into the plane to bless the town and nearby farms. They also brought water from home to the airstrip so it could be blessed. The Reverend Matthew Bazaar of St. Anne Church saying that the plane was an efficient way to cover more ground for a blessing.
Now, how much more?
He says this way they can bless more area in a shorter amount of time.
How much more expensive is holy water?
I don't know the answer to that.
As opposed to like your Fiji.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is to that.
Because I mean, Fiji's at a premium price.
Well, you can't drink holy water. I think there's
You're not supposed to do that?
Oh no.
Can't, I don't suppose you can brush with holy water, though.
I think there's stuff in it that's like, it's like perfumed, right?
Although I would imagine that the fathers and the pastors and those sort of thing, they probably break into it.
Yeah, I don't think probably that's, I think
it,
it's...
Use it probably pretty liberally.
I think it's essentially...
I shower with it before every sermon.
Is it just water that's been blessed? Is that it?
Well, I would think
that. No, because I'm telling you, and now it's been a while since I've used it. But I'm telling you, whenever holy water, not unlike the toothbrushes, when I go to a mass, I'm gonna use the holy water. If you're offering it for free, I'm gonna take advantage of it.
Liberally,
I splash it on with
the
certain
ears.
Amount of decorum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does it ever sting?
It hasn't yet, but there have been times I've thought, oh, I wonder if this is the best idea.
It is sizzling.
Am I about to lose a finger? Holy water. Gosh, do they put
they don't scent it at all?
Yeah, it has to be scented somehow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't have some, like, it's got like rose water or something, maybe.
Right. I think that's right. The traditional formula.
They throw, like, a little witch hazel in there with it?
I feel like they do, but maybe they don't. Maybe it's just, is it just tap water?
Yes.
That can't be right.
Tap into heaven.
And so say all of us. Thank you, Father Eaton Hogg. Holy water is holy
tap
water
into eternity.
Uh-huh. There is water from specific shrines like Lourdes, they say, that can bring healing. That's a different kind of holy water. Let's see.
That's got a little Bengay in it.
Okay, so yeah, I'm telling you, it feels like there's something else in there, but I haven't been to mass.
So it's not
I haven't been to mass in quite a while.
Well, you guys had a little falling out.
I'm fine with it. They're
now they're the ones that have the rules that you're not.
It's their rules
that you're not willing to adhere to.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to have these HS rules, then
I can't. Yeah.
I can't. The dude does not abide.
Number four.
Am I the only one who still cares about rules around here?
We've got a. This is that time of year where I could.
This is what you're call. This is the period called sick of your relatives.
That's what you call it.
That's what we call it. We've been calling it for well over 37 years.
It's that time of year when a lot of people just check out. Where the celebrity deaths, I'm telling you, and friends and family, like
this is the
last 2 weeks of December. A lot more people are checking out.
Didn't we lose George Michael on Christmas?
Yes, Christmas was his last Christmas.
Hence the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it just last year?
No, he's been dead 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, exactly, sure.
I think he's been dead 2 years as of yesterday.
Okay.
You know, that Last Christmas song really kind of bothers me because it's all about how last Christmas I gave you my heart and you gave it away, but...
What do you mean you gave it away?
The very next day you gave it away.
Today's, to who?
Well, I don't know.
You can't give my heart away.
He never explains. And then he says, this year, to save me from fear, I'm giving it to somebody special. So it's like he's talking about, it's like you're running into an ex and you're saying, you know, I'm with somebody new now and it's terrific.
And you told somebody else to show up and show me a good time.
Right, but the whole song is about how he's still in love with the person that he's singing Last Christmas to. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for whoever George Michael is using in that song. It just feels like somebody's getting used in that song. Like, George Michael isn't over the person he's singing to.
It's essentially...
And there's a third character in that song that just gets the shaft for the holidays.
It's the same sentiment,
not in a good way.
I want your sex.
Yeah.
Me and my monkey.
Those are different songs.
Still always the songs. His songs are all about the same thing.
Yeah. I guess they are.
Like, Love for Sale.
Uh-huh.
Might as well be Love for Sale.
Bum, bum, bum.
Uh-oh.
Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Allie Willis is dead at the age of 72. Now, Allie Willis was a songwriter out of Detroit. And she is the person best known. You're hearing about her because she was someone who co-wrote the theme song to the TV show Friends.
Now, I thought the whatchamacallit, the Rembrandts did that.
No, they performed it, but she wrote the song. She also wrote a couple of songs for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maybe you're familiar with September.
Yes.
And Boogie Wonderland.
Boogie Wonderland.
She wrote those tunes.
Caddyshack is not the same movie without this person.
She also wrote Neutron Dance for the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack.
Yeah.
And Karate Kid. You know that song? You're the best around. Nothing's ever gonna save me now. That's her, too.
Boy, she's got a certain style, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Neutron Dance and Boogie Wonderland.
She's, you know, look. Look.
Wow.
Her last hit was that
Nothing
Friends song.
Nothing subtle about my songs.
Anyway, I mean, this woman wrote some of the biggest hits of your life.
Of her life.
Dead at the age of 72.
Uh-huh. A real looker?
Perfect figure.
Five.
Number five.
I will say this. If she were to enter a...
No Carol Bayer Sager, huh?
If she were to enter a Dee Snider look-alike contest, and Dee Snider was in the contest...
She still
Dee would come in second place.
Wow.
Yeah. But a very talented woman.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five. Evidence suggests that for the first time, we had more digital conversations than we had conversations with people face-to-face in 2019.
Oh, I don't doubt it. This is just the first year of
They're saying this is the year when it went the other way.
Huh.
Actual face-to-face conversations. For the first time ever, we had more digital conversations than face-to-face.
How many letters did you write this year?
Letters?
Yes.
I haven't written a letter in 20 years.
Okay.
I can't remember the last time I wrote a letter. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. That was a song.
Yeah.
We had an organ.
With hugs and kisses on the bottom.
See, that's the thing. Like, that Paul McCartney record is fun for me because when I was growing up, we had this big,
those
massive...
Those songs you had to sing, huh?
Yeah, we had this big organ in the house. And Dad would turn the organ on and sing all those songs.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, it was like the songs that Paul McCartney grew up with.
Yeah.
Those are the, and now he owns.
That's the difference. He owns them.
Yeah. So that whole, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Yeah.
And make believe that it came from you. Like,
yeah.
That's what we were listening to in my house rather than.
Well, that's nice.
The radio and the
nice.
Songs of the day.
Yeah. That's nice.
It is nice. But then when we're listening
to. Hey, Dad, Do Ark of a Diver.
We don't know that song. I had to go to a friend's house to hear Steve Winwood.
Do While I See It.
Ark of a Diver, effortlessly. Steve Winwood's still around, right?
Sure.
Okay. God be with you, Steve Winwood. I got a data from one of the music apps I listen to, and it let me know how many minutes I spent listening to the music app, what genres I spend the most time listening to.
Did it tell you how many cans of beer you've drank?
No, that's a different app. I wish I had that. But it tells me the artist that I spent the most time listening to.
In 2019?
Yes.
And who was it?
See, this is the thing. This is an app that I use a lot. It's the iHeartRadio app. I'll just throw that out there. Little shill. I'm a company boy.
Are you capable of finding the Dave and Darren podcast?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you say, I want to hear Dave and Darren on iHeartRadio, your smart little device will bring it to you.
That'll work, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're pretty big news on that, actually.
Are we?
Anyway, according to their data.
Yes. The artists you listen to most in 2019.
Yeah, I gotta find this because...
Men at Work.
You know what? That's not a bad guess.
Men Without Hats.
Because we listen to a lot of 80s stuff in this house. They determined that the artist we listen to the most is Dire Straits.
Huh.
This house was listened to in 2019.
I'm a private dancer, a dancer for money.
Do you want to see me do the shimmy again?
What were we talking about just now?
Number five.
Right, the number of face-to-face conversations that we have every day has gone down 15% in just the last 5 years.
I don't doubt it.
So now we would rather text,
sure,
or email, or leave a message on social media or all the various chat apps. And they've decided that one of the reasons is because there are more and more people living alone. More and more folks.
Why is that?
Work. I don't know. More and more people working remotely. More people
remotely, are living alone. Huh.
And we just have fewer real lifetime friends to spend time with. There's a story in the New York Times the other day that I thought was fascinating. There are fewer and fewer Chinese restaurants than there ever used to be.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah. Well, you know who likes the sound of that?
What?
Chinese people.
Mm.
So this
Why? What would they rather be doing?
This is the gist of it. What's going on is these Chinese these Chinese restaurants are more often than not the place that people who come to this country directly from China go and work.
Yeah.
So like they had the story of in the Times this guy who is now like 79 years old
and would like to do something else.
He's been working 80-hour weeks.
Oh boy.
And he's been working there for decades.
Well, that's what you know when you own your own business.
Well, yeah, no, tell me about it. But this is the thing. He has three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the daughters are all like doctors.
Right.
There's no one in the family that has any interest in taking over the rest of the family restaurant, and that's just fine with him. The idea was we came here, we busted our ass in this restaurant,
yeah.
I made enough money to put these three girls through school.
Right.
None of them want to do the restaurant, they want to just be doctors. Hey, that's okay with us. We'll shut down the restaurant.
Well, as long as there's enough of them.
Yeah.
That's all that really matters.
Well, there's something
I could go for some Chinese.
It's something like in the last 5 years.
'Tis the season.
There's been like a 15% decrease in the last 5 years.
That's kind of scary.
As they're aging out, the people that had all these great Chinese restaurants. But on the rise now are different immigrants coming over. So like there's a ton of Vietnamese restaurants.
Right.
And a ton of Ethiopian restaurants.
No, there's the Ethiopian restaurant that's down by the ballpark.
Yeah, how is it?
I haven't been there yet. I want to get there. It's just I haven't got there.
Mm-hmm.
But also opening now down by the ballpark.
Yeah.
Is maybe it's open now. A new Jamaican restaurant.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's supposed to be in Union Station.
Well, I don't know if it's in Union Station.
That's what we're supposed to be, but then the flood happened.
Okay,
yeah.
that could be. That
yeah.
Could be.
No, I've been waiting on that for years.
So, I mean, I'll probably have to go talk to him and see. You know, there's no reason why we can't have a Jamaican restaurant on the podcast.
Right.
You know?
I love it. Make it happen.
Well, see. See what happens. They might look at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
Speaking of Ethiopia, tonight... Thank God it's them instead of you. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen?
Which is a horrible lyric.
Also, that song probably did more to kill people in Ethiopia and starve them. Because the whole problem with Ethiopia was the money that was being sent for aid was going to brutal dictators.
Was getting hijacked.
Right. So the money they raised from that...
Yes, just paid off strongmen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a terrible song for a lot of reasons. That song probably made more... And also the idea of... do they know it's Christmas?
Yes.
Ethiopia is home to one of the oldest Christian communities on planet Earth.
It really kind of is.
Yeah, so that's kind of racist.
Kind of is.
But they don't even know it's Christmas.
No, we
know. They knew for 1,000 years before you did, Bob Geldof.
We've known for quite a while.
That's a bad song.
Even longer.
Bad, Geldof. Bad song. Still better than We Are the World, though. That's going to
do
it.
As far as songs go, yes.
Oh, yeah.
No Cyndi Lauper, though.
Is Cyndi Lauper in We Are the World?
Sure she is.
Oh, yeah, she goes, well, 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 well!
That's all we're going to need, Miss Lopper. Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank
Can
you.
I ask you this before we leave? And we'll be back, we believe, next week.
Yes, we will.
Have you seen Cyndi Lauper lately?
In person?
Just on TV.
Yes.
She looks exactly the same.
Well.
I don't feel like she's aged at all. I think Cyndi Lauper is a timeless beauty.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Lou Albano's dead.
He's been dead for a while.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like Cyndi Lauper's
strangled
aged.
Strangled by a rubber band.
She doesn't look like she's aged at all.
Well, good for her.
Saying. What is Cyndi Lauper up to other than having a gross skin?
Just trying to grow some skin back.
That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things podcast.
Which has
is that what she has? Gross skin? What's the pill she's hawking now? I got gross skin, but I still look hot.
I'm so unusual.
I don't think she said that. I'm paraphrasing. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
Cyndi Lauper never did anything for me in the 80s, 90s, but now I look at her and I think, well, that's something else.
You know why?
Money changes everything.
The talented artist.
I thought she was a goofball. I thought she's so unusual, but it turns out she's... I like that Cyndi Lauper.
You know what that she-bop was about?
I do, yes.
She-bop, he-bop, let's all we-bop.
I'm on Z-bop. I'm on board. She didn't write that, though.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things... She didn't write Money Changes Everything, either. I don't know if she wrote anything. The Hooters guys wrote Time After Time.
Hmm. She didn't write any of her songs.
She had them.
Is that why she's selling My Skin is Gross medicine now?
I don't know. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
She didn't write Girls Just Want to Have Fun either.
On 53rd Street in Davenport, having a get-together. Let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit for groups of all sizes. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I would only suggest that you mention it before you actually place your order. They appreciate that.
Yes.
There you go.
So she did write She-Bop.
Oh, she did.
And she did write Time After Time.
With the Hooters.
Yes. Did she co-write All Through the Night? But Girls Just Want to Have Fun, that was originally performed by another artist. Written by Robert Hazard. Sure, Robert Hazard. We all know who that is.
Fall Risk.
True Colors. That's the number one song. She did not write that.
Was that Phil Collins?
You know what? I wouldn't say no. It's actually written by Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly.
Oh, well, sure.
But if you...
Steinberg and Kelly.
You could absolutely convince me that...
That was Phil Collins.
That Phil Collins wrote that. That's going to do it. The clock says we're done. Until we get a chance to do the...
Show for you again.
We'll chitty-chat with you later. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock, guys. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline.